I collect anything that is old, anything that is of value or not value. Honestly, when I start collecting in 1995, I was a bit concerned. I say I started quite late, but I tell myself, never mind, I still have to start. Because I told myself, when I reach my retirement age, I don't want to say, already sit coffee shop, talk to people and all that. I prefer to start restoring old things that I collected. When I brought things back, she wasn't really interested. She kept saying, all these are old junk, why you bring back? When I bought, it was very cheap. And eventually, when I sold it, the price was quite high. Then she started showing interest.
I enjoy keep buying. I still enjoy buying. I will seek his opinion. I say, is this old? He said, yes, it's worth buying.
The first initial collection was a handful of records plus one turntable. But it's good enough to stir our interest, the feeling of being able to bring back the past. Like if I play the record, I have friends who come and when they listen, they say, hey, you don't play this, my tears want to roll down. They say they felt very attached to this, just those music that I play that they have heard long time ago. The world was changing from record to cassette and from cassette to CD. And I knew that record is fading off, but it will be making a comeback soon. I know because I used to listen to old records and those records, the sound quality is so much better. Then we show her father all the things that we collect, and the father said, okay, you take all my records. So I took all his old records, 78 one. Then he gave me more things, like the GEC fan. That one is at least 70 years old. So I restored it back, and now it's working. It went out for rental a few times already. Those days, the brands like GEC, General Electric, all are here popular in Singapore. Then when the auntie realized she start collecting all these old things, then she said, hey, Molly, I give you the BOAC, British Overseas Air Corporation. I have a few items that I dare to say that others don't have, even though they have collected a long time ago. For example, this piece, ceiling light, the one that pull down, go up. This one is at least 70 years old. No? I saw my grandmother always sewing. She will pull down from the ceiling, turn on the light, then she will sew. Then when she finished, she will release the ceiling light up. I will walk around the whole Ubi area there. Down there, a lot of acrylic shops. I'm curious, I will stand and look and see what they're doing. I will ask them, hey, why you do this, why you do that? Then I get to learn and get to know, and eventually I start doing it.
Because once you see that thing, you say, oh, I can do it.
But little did I know that when I start making this, ladies and gentlemen, and she start posting it on the carousel to sell, there are people who call and say, Molly, I will buy from you. I enjoy seeing the thing come back to life. That's the satisfaction that I had when I see it come back to life. It's very important. I look at the collections, I look at the records, I look at my turntable record player. I felt a sense of relief and happy. See, I have something to fall back on in case. When I play the music, it's even better. The nostalgic feeling of the old days of the song that I used to hear and all that makes me feel very good.